You're listening to SBS News.
China's cabinet has announced it will extend the Lunar New Year holiday by 3 days to the 2nd of February to strengthen the prevention and control of the new coronavirus. It comes as the death toll in China passes 50, and travel restrictions are extended in the country to contain the disease that has infected at least 2,000 people worldwide. The central Chinese province of Hubei, where the respiratory virus is thought to have originated, has been isolated in a bid to slow its spread. In its capital, Wuhan, the use of non-essential vehicles has been banned. Outside the epicentre, Shandong Province, Beijing, Shanghai, Xi'an and Tianjin have announced bans on long-distance buses entering or leaving. While in the provinces of Guangdong and Jiangxi, it's now mandatory for residents to wear face masks in public. China's health minister, Ma Xiaowei, says it's not clear how easily the virus spreads between people.
The ability of the virus to spread seems to be getting stronger. We need more clinical data to analyze its toxicity. The quickening spread of the epidemic has brought extra challenges and pressure to work of prevention and control. Experts have assessed the epidemic has entered a grave and complicated stage.
He says while the virus isn't as powerful as SARS, it's still too early to know the risk of it mutating.
The growth of the epidemic is accelerating, and I'm afraid it'll last for a period of time. It's possible for us to see a continuous increase in the number of cases in the near future.
In New South Wales, health authorities are expected to confirm Australia's fifth case of the coronavirus. Three patients in New South Wales and one in Victoria have already been diagnosed. New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard says the three people in the state confirmed to be infected have been placed in hospital quarantine and are in stable conditions. He says it's important Chinese travellers to Australia are aware of the virus's flu-like symptoms.
I am concerned that there has been some information that is circulating, particularly through WeChat and other social media platforms, that aren't entirely accurate. And I would stress that there are no centres here in Sydney or no centres across New South Wales where this particular virus has been located. The critical issue is where you have come from. If you've come from Wuhan or Hebei, then you should be alert.
It's a sentiment echoed by Australia's Chief Medical Officer, Brendan Murphy.
Since the Chinese have essentially locked down Hubei province and stopped people leaving, the risk of infected people who might be incubating the virus coming to Australia remains lower than it was before that time. However, because people could have left the province before the lockdown, and could come to Australia via a number of flights, we are now meeting every flight from China and providing the passengers with an information sheet.
The federal government is working with Chinese authorities to find ways to allow the hundreds of Australian nationals still in Wuhan and the wider Hubei province to get home. Health Minister Greg Hunt has told the ABC over 100 young Australians are among those in the city of 11 million people.
We are working to make sure that there's support for those Australians and that we are there. We are also working on, as are other countries, to try to secure their ability to return to Australia.
Meanwhile, other countries around the world are reporting new cases of the virus. The United States has announced its fifth case, Taiwan its fourth, Poland and Canada their first, and South Korea its third. Director of South Korea's Centre for Disease Control and Prevention, Jong Eun Kyung, says the country is putting stricter travel measures in place.
We will classify all parts of China as a contaminated area subject to quarantine and change the case definition to strengthen our response. All travellers coming in from China must fill out health questionnaires based on the facts and submit it to the quarantine office when entering a country.
France, the US and Japan are also trying to arrange to evacuate their citizens from the Wuhan area. Amy Hall, SBS News.